Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I was a dentist for 25 years and now doing the dental practice brokerage for, how long is this now? 14 years. Today's topic is one way to increase the gross of your dental office prior to selling. We're going to get into that today. But before we do, as you know, we now have 10 employees. We're in 22 states. And we presently are open for you 363 days a year from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time. 201-663-0935. That's our number. Website dentalpracticeguide.com, or it is nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. Okay, so you can find us. We're always available, always working, almost every day. So now, everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes. It's not legal advice. If you're thinking about selling to the big DSOs, please call us, because we work with them all the time. We know who the best ones are, and some of them are having a little bit of trouble now. But there's new ones that are emerging, so it's always changing. A little bit lower down payments now too, cash at close. Anyway, we know who the best ones are. So when we work with the DSO, we're independent. They're independent of us, but they'll pay our commission, and that's exciting to us. So sellers generally don't have a commission to pay. Now, in addition to working with us, you won't need to purchase or provide a commission to us as a large DSO sale. We're also going to reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. Okay? Based on some small criteria, that's it. We're going to reimburse your legal fees. So call us, we'll talk about it. Let's talk about some examples. Previous tape, we talked about customer service, but we didn't give examples of it. Let's give you some outstanding examples. I just got back from California. Have like 2-3 practices out there we're looking at. I'm staying at this hotel, kind of a moderate hotel, but sort of a nice hotel, moderate. And I'm sitting down, and I'm going down for coffee in the morning. There's some, coffee, 6 to 7 in the morning, you pick it up, and it's very tasty. So I went down one morning. It's a self-serve thing. It was great, no problem. I go down the next morning. Excuse me, when I went up that morning, I had like 2 cups of coffee and milk and, and it's those elevators, you have to swipe your card. So my hands were full. I had to put things down. So the reception person saw me struggling a little bit, trying to keep these things from falling over. And he said, "Hey, I got something for you. We keep it behind the desk." It was one of those paper holders, you get it at the fast food store, that could hold multiple drinks at the same time and all that. He brought that out, put my drinks in there. I had 3 different drinks, 1 milk, 2 different coffees, 1 tea. And I had to get my key out to open the door. He says, "Look, we'll put this in there. You hold this. I'll get the door for you at the elevator. I'll swipe my key, and you have a great day." That, to me, was outstanding customer service. He went out of his way, brought me that cup holder. I mean, I remember that guy. Now, the next day, I go down, listen to this story. And of course, these stories were only for entertainment, not legal or business advice. So I go the next day, same scenario. I get there about, because it was closing at 7 a.m. They had odd hours. So I got there at 6 to 7, somewhere around there. And the coffee's empty. So now it's about 12 minutes before the hour of 7. I mentioned to the staff member, "Toodaloo, the coffee's out. Can you help me out here?" She says, "Well, we don't replace coffee. And besides, we'll be closing in 10 minutes. So if you had come a couple minutes later, like closer to 10, none of the coffee would be here, so it wouldn't be a problem." I'm like, What? What kind of customer service is that? That's like telling me if I go to a retail store and I get there 10, 15 minutes ahead of time, and they say, well, we're not opening up because we're closing in 10 minutes anyway. Well, what the frig? I may have come from an hour away and just timed it so I got to that store. Or maybe on the way home from work or something. No, she says to me, sorry, we're closing up in 10 minutes anyway. And this is a major chain that serves coffee. Major, major. And this is a poor reflection on them. I said to her, well, I didn't really say this, but I was saying under my breath, I said, it doesn't make sense. Because I'm here, and I'm ready to buy. And because I'm here 10 minutes before you close, you can't be exhausted that you're closing. But they don't want to hear it. A lot of clerks and staff, they don't want to hear it. So it's just unbelievable what you could do in the dental office and cater to those patients. I mean, you could do fantastic. Especially if you're going to sell an office. Because say, look, say, I have something special. See, my staff, they've been here for 12 years. I have something special to sell that you're not going to get these other places. This is special. This is the customer service which we deliver. It's above and beyond, and our patients love it for it. So you give it a shot. All right? So if you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, and we got a lot more videos coming out. Many, many more. This whole week I'm catching up because I was in California, wasn't making any. Although I did make 3 of them out there. Thank you. Bye.